it either was by name or it was very clear the country he was referring to. It was either by name, and I read his act of consecration, and I don't remember now. He consecrated the world, and he mentioned specifically either he mentioned Russia either by name or he said it in such a phrase of words that was very, very clear what he was referring to. But the argument is, you know, was that what Our Lady wanted? Because was it done with the union with the bishops of the world, etc.? Well, and that's, you know, again, that's up for debate. This whole thing is debated, but I like the point that Father Gabriel brought out last year. The book that he used, this is from the 1940s or 1950s, where this theologian said that that did satisfy, in his opinion, Our Lady's request. And I would say this too. This brings up a good point. Supposedly, Sister Lucia, the only surviving seer of Our Lady at Fatima, stated in the 1970s or 1980s that it hadn't been done the way Our Lady wanted it done. And I don't know if that came out in this conference, but people have brought out the fact, there are a number of people, and Bishop McKenna is the one that mentioned to me, that doubt whether the supposed Sister Lucia, who passed away several years ago, was the real Sister Lucia. And people have showed photographs of the real Sister Lucia that were taken, you know, before Vatican II, and then photographs of the one afterwards, and so forth. So who knows? I mean, she's in a cloister convent. Who knows for sure? We really can't know. Doctor? Seeing it. Not seeing it. I can't. To me, and it seems like, I would get back to that. To me, that comes back to the devil's plan, because there was a Freemasonic document in the 1800s, and Dr. Kumaraswamy has it in his book, The Destruction of Christian Tradition. The twins have it in their book, What Has Happened to the Catholic Church. So I don't have it in front of me. I can't read it. But the Freemason said, to destroy the Catholic Church, we must get control of the chair of Peter. That's the only way we can do it. And they have been planning for 100 years, and they finally were able to do that. Why? Because it's in our blood. It's in the marrow of our bones, the papacy. You know, it's part of the vicar of Christ. And that's our connection to Christ. And so the devil knew that otherwise good-meaning, well-intentioned Catholics would stay with a new religion if they had control of the man that is considered to be the Pope. So he mentioned John Venari, who writes wonderful articles. I mean, excellent points that he brings. He's a very good writer. And another one is this group out of San Diego called Tradition in Action, I believe. There's a Dr. Marion Horvath, who writes very good articles, and this other man, Guimarães, that writes articles. So they come out with various books. They came out with a book, and it's entitled The New Papacy. And I have the book, and it's mainly pictorial. It's really an eye-opener. And you go through this book, and they're showing how the modern popes have no connection with the true popes. There's a definite dichotomy between Paul VI, John Paul II, you know, Benedict XVI, as compared to Pius XII and before. There's a complete difference. And yet they say this man is the Pope. I remember reading on their website this statement. Somebody showed me this. I don't have time to do these searches, but people send me things. And the response was, somebody had a question regarding the papacy, and the answer was, be careful to not fall into the trap of sede vacantism. And I was thinking, like, good, tell me why it's a trap. You can't just throw out a word like that and then just go on. It's a trap. Well, why? What are, you know, again, that's the objections. No other objections have been put forth that I know of. And the bishop shows all of the research he did and how he answers those objections. And to me, these people are, I don't know if it's, you know, like a fear. If he isn't the Pope, then what? I wonder if that's it. You know, with different people, there are probably different reasons. But we just need to pray for these individuals that they will have the grace to see what to me is plain as day. To me is plain as day. But they don't see it that way. And we just need to. And I might mention also, if any of you have never read it, there's a wonderful little booklet called Traditionalists, Infallibility, and the Pope. by Father Anthony Chikata. And he goes through the logical reasoning of a Sedevacantist coming to our conclusion. And then he has quotes in there of theologians from way back before. And it very well explains the rationale behind the Sedevacantist conclusion today. Yes. That's a wonderful idea. Mm-hmm. She mentioned John Benari, and as I said, he publishes a newspaper, I think twice a month or once a month, and it's called Catholic Family News, and it has wonderful articles, and I don't get it, but every now and then people will give me an article and I'll read it, and he's a very good writer, and Alessia made the comment that she thinks that it's almost like afraid to confront. It's like, if he's not a pope, then what happens? I think people are afraid that if he's not a pope, then the church must have failed. And our Lord said the gates of hell will not prevail. But it's almost like a fear to confront something, but you can't deny the facts that you see with your eyes and that you read, the statements you read and so forth. There's no denying that. So you have to accept it as fact, and then what? Okay, then what did theologians say? What has the church said before? And there has been that explanation before. Amy. Who is that? I'm sure that will never happen, but what it does show, these suits against dioceses, this latest one that Amy references, they have included or named the Vatican as partner to the suit, and Benedict XVI, etc. And what I see in that is the breakdown of the respect that was had for the authority of the Catholic Church. And I think we're seeing the beginning of the end, where maybe that will happen one day. But, you know, you can't extradite a head of state. I mean, Vatican City is an independent country. And he can say, I mean, there was a movement when he went to England. There was a movement for that. There was a whole group that was saying, while he's here, let's nab him and, you know, demand. Because they're saying that the Vatican has been covering up these things for so long. Exactly. So, you know, and I'm sure that the Vatican made sure that they had a guarantee by the British government before he went there that nothing, I'm serious, that nothing like that would happen.